Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Dr. Jim Bachman from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And our subject material today is a very, very familiar subject that you probably are familiar with and quite thank you, folks. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. No, I'm not exactly sure what happened. The busy signal came on and it hung up on me. So if you can hear me, Vito, please send me a text and we shall continue. I started the program addressing concerns that I have been getting from folks. And the biggest concern is the fact of what do I do? That feeling of helplessness, that feeling of fear, that feeling of the unknown, because this is a serious situation and I'm not making light of it. So as a result of that, folks are calling or texting, sending me emails, and they would like to know, well, what can I do? So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. I'm a natural healthcare practitioner, and my goal is to help get information out there, because there's a lot of things you can do at home. You have a lot of time now. So the major question is, well, what is this curve? What is flatten the curve? Well, in every situation, there is a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now, that's common sense. However, in this situation, it's cyclic. It's just like when the Earth goes around the sun, there is a different season for each journey as the Earth goes around the sun. There is a spring, a fall, a winter. So certain things happen in that. In this case, there is an outbreak. Then the general population gets exposed, and then the number of folks exposed that come down that actually test positive, not necessarily coming down with symptoms, then it declines. So our goal is to be able to keep those folks that are getting exposed now minimally infected as possible. And that helps to flatten out the curve so the numbers of new cases go down. So some things you can do at home is what our discussion is about today. Now, we had some problems in the beginning. I'm assuming it's because there's so many folks on the internet right now, and the internet did crash, actually, and cut me off. So, Vito, if you are back on, I would let me know, because I can hear. Work, let me in. Won't let him in either. Okay, well, no problem. I will continue. Our purpose today is to give you some things to do at home, because chances are the majority of us are going to be exposed to this virus. Now, whether we come down with the symptoms or not has to do with generally how healthy you are. And that's where, in my opinion, that's where the key, that's where the secret is. Now, we in no way, shape, or form are diagnosing or treating disease. Our purpose is to educate, to help you make some decisions that will help your immune system stay healthy as possible. Therefore, when you are exposed, if you are exposed, it'll minimize, and we want you to be part of that segment of the population that doesn't have major consequences as a result of it. So we do know that your body is made out of what you eat, and we do know that your system, your body, your immune system, is a result of genetics, and it's also a result of the ammunition that it has to be able to function. So it uses certain foods that you eat, certain nutrients, certain vitamins, certain minerals, certain oils that you consume to help stay strong. So if there's an invasion of bacteria or virus or whatever, then it can respond appropriately go out, send the army out into the fields, kill the invaders, and then develop an immunity and retreat. Viruses are a little bit different than other things, so it has to respond in a little better or a little different way. Now, our purpose today is for you to be able to do some things at home. Now, maybe you do, maybe you don't. You may want to get a pencil and paper and write down some of these, because there's a lot of things you can do. You're not left out in the cold, as they say. Here, now, you can start making some changes in your diet that may help strengthen your immune system, because the best treatment in the world is prevention. So that's what we're talking about. So our goal then is to flatten the curve and help you do everything you can from your standpoint, from the comfort of your own home, your own kitchen, to stay as healthy as possible. Some choices you can make. Instead of eating lots of sugar, and during this period of time, we do have a tendency to eat lots of sugar under stress, and we're all under stress. We all know that. There is help coming, folks. That's the strangest part of this. For the first time in the history of America, everybody is going to get help. So, you know, thank the good Lord that we're in that position. But we don't know when, we don't know exactly how, and each day progresses, we're getting more and more information. And one of the things you can do at home is help reduce the stress in your life. Now, if you're bombarded with stressors constantly, such as you hear on the news, then limit your exposure to the news, because it's very effective in covering the negative aspects of what's happening. So get your reports that you need the updates on, and then change the channel or go to something that helps you to relax. Get a pencil and paper out. I'm going to give you a couple more seconds to do that, and we're going to make a list of things you can do. One of the things that I find most challenging in counseling a person on their diet or their nutrition is they think they're eating healthy, and they're not. So we have a tendency to carry our heritage with us. So you have a tendency to eat what you ate when you were a child, or what your parents, quote unquote, made you eat. I have four children, and there are certain things that you want them to eat to be healthy, and it's some of the things they don't want to eat. And very often you carry that into adulthood. So we have to have them identify areas that they need to boost, because the best of the best nowadays in the area of nutrition doesn't supply everything. So you can't get everything out of a bottle. You have to use a vitamin supplement or a herbal supplement or a fish oil supplement as a backup, not as your primary source. So add berries to your diet. We don't have fresh berries nowadays. We can't go out in Pennsylvania, at least we can't. So frozen berries would be the best right at this particular point. Now, you can eat them whole. You can eat them in different kinds of shakes. You can eat them with your cereal. So add the most colorful berries that you can get your hands on. Frozen, as I mentioned, are good for making shakes out. They're good for adding to cereal, and they're good at rewards for children because they like to eat them frozen. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, that kind of thing. Cherries, or you can even get frozen. Make protein shakes and add fruits and berries to them. That's one way to get things in for your children. Use almond milk or that kind of milk substitute, because milk, remember, produces phlegm, so cow's milk anyway, so you want to keep your exposure down in that particular area. You can add veggies that children don't like to eat, and they won't even know they're in there. You can add different kinds of frozen vegetables. Frozen vegetables are a good substitute. The first choice is healthy, fresh, organic, but very often those are difficult to come by. So in this type of scenario, you know, we're gonna waive the rules a little bit. Get to the freezer and get some frozen vegetables. Make protein shakes. Have your kids help you make protein shakes. You can do all kind of neat things. You can make popsicles out of protein shakes with berries and vegetables in them. Very, very good way to help get those healthy things in your children. Beans are a good source of nutrients and reinforcement. Probiotic foods, you know, the yogurts and those kinds of foods are healthy. And you can take yogurt and freeze it with berries in it and make popsicles out of it and use it in your protein shakes. And your kids will love them. Prebiotic consumption. Prebiotic is fiber. Probiotics are healthy bacteria. If you are in an area where you can get probiotics, by all means, consider adding that to your daily consumption. We even get chewies now, chewy vitamins that children can have, and even adults, because some adults can't have access to capsules and tablets because they have trouble with the gag reflex. So that's also another option. You've heard tons about vitamin D and how important that is, but here's a secret. Take your vitamin D, and the best form of vitamin D, in my experience, is a liquid. Add it while you're eating your food. Just don't cook it or put it in a microwave. Put it on your spoon. When you have some healthy foods that have fat in them, healthy fat, plant fats, then add your vitamin D. You know, prebiotics, probiotics, vitamin D. You've heard the old saying of echinacea, which is an herb, and vitamin C. There are some studies done with vitamin C in keeping your immune system healthy, and they are very favorable. So then our goal to help reduce this curve is whenever herd immunity occurs and the curve starts to back down, then less and less people are getting affected. So we have lots of choices to make. Keep the sugar to a minimum in your diet. Keep the white flour and white sugar, again, minimum to your diet. Keep the caffeine to a minimum. Switch to some herbal teas. Keep the natural kind of foods, whole foods, higher on the platform of eating, and keep the refined foods lower. And working all together, we're going to get to the end of the tunnel a lot faster and a lot of us to be much, much healthier. Dr. Jim Bachman, love you all. Have an amazing, healthy afternoon.